Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're again speaking of the millennial reign of Christ. Now that's where the debate comes in about the shedding of blood. This shedding of blood is not in order to people to be saved, but it's for remembrance of what Christ did for them at Calvary. The same way when we observe the Lord's Supper. With that in mind, well, before I get to the Lord's Supper, I got a couple other thoughts here. Ezekiel 40, let's go to Zechariah. Zechariah 14, 16 through 18. Zechariah 14, 16 through 18. Again, it speaks of more feast in that millennial temple during the millennial reign of Christ. Zechariah 14, verse number 16, and it shall come to pass. Remember, this is yet future. That everyone that is left of the nations which came up against Jerusalem. Now we're already identifying this. This is after the tribulation period. Now we've entered into the millennial reign. Shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the feast of the tabernacles. And it shall be that whosoever will not come up to all the families of the earth and unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall there be no rain. Shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they that have no rain, there shall be a plague wherewith the Lord shall smite the heathen that come not up to keep the feast of the tabernacles. So I want you to see the idea. I mean, there's so much here. I don't want to go into all the details here. That's a whole nother series of lessons that one day we may get into that. But I want you to note that in the millennial reign, there will be a millennial temple. And the Bible is so clear about these offerings and sacrifices that will be taking place. Okay, in Isaiah, turn me to Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56. Isaiah 56, verse number 7. And the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. So again, you see here in Isaiah, it's speaking of these of people being involved in these sacrifices. Isaiah 66. Again, there's no doubt the time frame when this is speaking of in the millennial reign of Christ. Isaiah 66, verse number 20. And they shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto the Lord out of all nations, upon horses and in chariots and litters and upon mules. Every time I read that, I kind of laugh about that. Somebody riding a mule. Ha, get up, mule. I shouldn't have said that, but my mind goes crazy when I read these things. In mules. And then it says, and upon swift beasts. That's why my mind goes there, upon mules. Will y'all hurry up? But there's some people just passing them up on these swift beasts, you know. To my holy mountain, Jerusalem, saith the Lord, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel unto the house of the Lord. And I will take of them for the priest and for Levite, saith the Lord. And for as the new heavens and as the new earth will I make, shall remain before me. This is yet future, shall the saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one moon to another, from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship me before me, saith the Lord. Again, there's so much going on here. But the point I want you to get this morning is that there actually will be a millennium, a thousand-year reign of Christ. There will be a millennial temple, and there will be offerings, and there will be sacrifices. Why is that? Well, let's go about, turn me to Matthew chapter number 26. Matthew chapter number 26. Beginning in verse number 26. Matthew 26, 26. We observe the Lord's Supper today as a memorial. It's pictorial, remembering what Jesus did for us at Calvary, and we will never forget that. Ever, ever, ever. Let's read this. And as they were eating, speaking of the Passover, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins." And then get this verse. "But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." So again, the Father's kingdom is that millennial reign of Christ where we are going to observe the Lord's Supper with Jesus. It will always be that in the millennial reign of Christ. It will be that way. Turn me to Mark chapter number 14. Again, they're at the table at that last meal, so to speak. They've eaten the Passover. In verse number 22, Mark chapter 14, verse number 22. "And as they did eat," again, remember, this is a Jewish feast, the Passover. They're observing the Passover. "And while they're eating, Jesus took the bread that was there at the Passover, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and gave it to them, and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" Before we go any farther, you've already been here long enough in our studies to understand that by this time, Judas has left. He was there when they observed the Passover. He was there, as a matter of fact, before all that, he was there when Jesus washed their feet. Remember all that happened in the upper room? Jesus washed their feet. And Peter said, "No, you ain't going to wash my feet, Lord." And you know how Jesus responded, you know, that you can't have no part of me. And then Peter said, "Well, just wash me all." And Jesus said, "No, just your feet need to be cleaned." And anyway, from that, he went at the Passover. They're sitting around the table. And Jesus said, "One of you who sit in this table is going to betray me." And it went around the table. "Lord, is it I? Is it I? Is it I? Is it I?" And somebody said, "John, you ask him." Because John was sitting on his right side. And as we read this, and Jesus said, "It's the one who I dip this biscuit in the gravy." It wasn't a biscuit, but you understand. "Who I dip this bread into the sop with, it's who I give it to, he will be the one who betrays me." And the Bible says that Jesus dipped that into the sop, in the gravy, the bowl of gravy, which I went to a revival yesterday in Yeehaw Junction, and they had swamp cabbage. Who said, "Oh my goodness"? Oh, that was you, Florence. I believe they have swamp cabbage in heaven. Manna from heaven. That was so good. That lady fixed them wonderful. Anyway, it was all good country food there. That Jesus dipped that bread in the sop and gave it to Judas. And the Bible says immediately Judas left. And the disciples thought that Judas was going to go with his money. He was a treasurer. They thought that Judas was going to buy food for the poor. After Judas left, that's when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Very important. That's a whole other lesson to learn. But you need to know that Judas was not present when he broke the bread here. Judas was already long gone and went to the priest and all and made that thing about betraying Jesus during all this. Anyway, he took bread and blessed it, broke it, gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And took the cup, verse 23. "And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. He said unto them, 'This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine.'" And by the way, this was why we have grape juice and we don't serve wine. Okay, it's fruit of the vine. There's a lot of denominations and churches that actually, when they observe Lord's Supper, they have wine. That's another debatable thing. It's not debatable to me because there's a difference between wine and fruit of the vine. And they're two different words. But in the Greek language, and this is that fresh squeezed grape juice, okay? It hadn't been fermented, and this is what they were drinking. He says, "I will not drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God." So again, I want you to see some things that are happening in the millennial reign of Christ. The Lord's Supper, if we could use that term, the communion, will be taking place in the kingdom, according to Jesus' own words, that I'm going to observe this with you in the kingdom. The kingdom is the millennial reign of Christ. Why is that so important? Just like it is today, it's memorial. We will never forget what Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.